This to Tilly. Gary Abel. Tony had a sign it from here.
Yeah, what a win it was by the Gold Coast Suns and Gary Ablett, 31 disposals and 3 goals, but he couldn't eclipse our next guest as the best man on the ground, Cade Kolodziejczyk from the Gold Coast. Congratulations, Cade. It's been a big week for the club, but, gee, it finished very positively on Saturday.
Yeah, good day, guys. Thanks, that was a great win by the boys. It was a good four-quarter effort from all the teams, so we really played well as a team, and, yeah, it was good to get the 4 points.
How tough was it? The club were in the news for all the wrong reasons, but it seems away from that, the players were able to really bind together and put your best performance forward for the year.
Yeah, obviously it was a pretty tough week last week for the club and also the boys. So we really stayed united throughout the week and sort of put that to the side on game day. And, yeah, we sort of produced that four-quarter effort, like I said before, and it was good to get the 4 points.
Rocket Ead is an experienced coach, Cade. How did he approach the week going into the game? Was there much spoken about what had happened during the week, or was it more footy focus?
To be honest, there probably wasn't a lot spoken about what was happening off the field. It was more just about preparing as best as we could on the field. So, really looking over North Melbourne, how they go about it. So it was more the focus on footy during the week.
What was the main focus going in, Cade? Because it was the most complete four-quarter performance I've seen this season. Was it all about pressure on the footy and tackling?
Yeah, it was pretty much similar to what you just said, Dan. Sort of that intensity around the footy and just bring that effort for four quarters. We had a mindset to try and even the clearances and also the excessive footy, which we did. And if we thought we could do that, it would be a good chance. So, yeah, credit to the boys.
Charlie Dixon was good, mate. He's a focal point for you. You got to keep him.
Oh, mate, yeah. When he's up and about, he's unbelievable. He's very good in the weekend. As well as a couple of other boys.
And, Cade, just before half-time, you've done an amazing job. In fact, it was 22, 23 minutes into the second quarter before North kicked their first goal, but they kicked 3 in really quick time. What was the thought process or your thought process at that point?
Obviously that wasn't great. They kicked a couple of goals late in that second quarter and they sort of got back in it. But, to the boys' credit, they sort of bounced back in that third quarter and kicked a couple more and sort of put the game to bed after that. So, yeah, it was good.
Players like Aaron Hall, they're unsung heroes probably from an external standpoint, but he gives you some outside run and carrying. He knows where the goals are. He's pretty important to your dynamic forward line that you've got when you're all up and about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Hall is playing good footy. He's really good. Obviously, he's had a pretty tough time the last couple of months. He's been sort of back in the twos, in and out. So for him to come in for his first game last week for a while and really produce a good four-quarter effort was good for the team. And, yeah, he's definitely a quality player for our team and important.
Hallahan was a really important player for me on the weekend. In the midfield, he just gives you a bit of a grunt there. I mean, Ablett and Swallow coming in was a big plus for you, but I thought his game really set you up.
Yeah, obviously, that's why we recruited him. He's really good sort of in that contest, and yeah, he got a couple of clearances there around the stoppages and that. So, obviously, him and Gary and Day was vital in the win.
And what about your own form, Cade? You must be thrilled with the way you played personally, and you really look to have settled down and established yourself in this team.
Yeah, obviously, Rocket's shown a lot of faith in this year, especially with the injuries we had. I've been able to step up and sort of take on more that leadership role on the field. So. Yeah, I've been pretty happy with how I'm going, but yeah, I can't get too complacent. Just got to keep working hard and playing my role for the team.
Is that you? Where do you think your best role is for the team?
Yeah, probably to be honest, half back. So I played a little bit in the wing during the early part of the year, but Rocker threw down to half back the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I really enjoyed that role. And yeah, I'm learning as much as possible.
I reckon Dave Swallow is such an important player to the group as well, Cade. Great to see him back in the team. And when you can get sort of Ablett and Swallow, and even when you get Jaeger O'Meara back, it just gives you more midfield depth, which is so important playing against the better teams in the competition.
Yeah, obviously we haven't had that depth the last couple of weeks with all the injuries, but like you said, it's really good to get Gary back in the middle. Obviously, he's a great player. Also, David Swallow is vital to our team as well, so it's great to get them back. And, yeah, hopefully Jaeger gets up about next year, which would be good. And, yeah, obviously it's vital to have good midfield with the team.
Cade, how's Harley Bunnell?
I've seen him a couple of times. He's got a positive attitude still. He's a lovely fella. So, yeah, obviously, it's in our best interest to look after his welfare at the moment. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure the club's sort of managing that at the moment, and hopefully he's updated soon. But, yeah, he's going pretty well.
Does he know that he's done the wrong thing, potentially?
Yeah, obviously, he knows he's done the wrong thing, and, yeah, it's just how he bounces back now and learns from the mistake.
And as a teammate, what do you do for guys like that? You're young, he's young. Mm-hmm. What do you say to him?
Oh, obviously it's disappointing, but I only found out the other day, so I haven't really had a conversation with him yet about it, but obviously it's disappointing, but I guess he's just got to learn now from his mistake and not do it again.
Do you get the sense that he'll play this week?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest, yet, but hopefully he's right to go because he's the final player for us, for sure.
And, mate, we spoke with your brother a few weeks ago. He reckons he's got you covered as far as a player goes. He's of course, at Geelong. He hasn't played as much as you yet, Kay, but he reckons he's got you covered. Is that right?
Mate, talks a bit of smack, but... he's done all right. He played his best game the other week, so he's pretty confident at the moment. But,
he was due for one, wasn't he, Kay?
What was that, mate?
He was due for one, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long wait, but...
Now, you know, he's fired one over the bow. I mean, this is your chance to reply. Growing up, I mean, did you think you had him all in your back pocket?
No, it was actually pretty even growing up. He's a good player too. He just hasn't been given much opportunity yet, but hopefully he gets some more opportunity in the back half of the year and he can really show what he's capable of.
Yeah, well, he knows he's a good player. He reckons he's got you covered, Kate, so you're going to get to keep playing well, mate. Prove him wrong.
Yeah, well, we'll have to, mate. For sure.
Good on you, mate. Great win on Saturday. It really was after the week that your club had. So good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for that, guys.
Good on you. Cade Collajasny, one of the young stars for the Gold Coast Suns.
Good
player. Indeed. Uses the ball well, Mick.